Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Yeah! Now get ready, because we got a big, big, big show for you today. But before I can tell you about it, we got to say what's up to our crew in L.A. What's poppin'?
What's up, baby?
What's up?
Now, Gary is out today, but he is in our hearts. But dishing back with us today, we have comedian, actress, and talk show host, the one, the only, Sherry Shepherd. And you are looking quite exotic today, love. Now, coming up later, man, with Superman Henry Cavill, once too chubby for a role. And later on, this is Major, Super Mage, Ricky Smiley sits down with Vice President and current presidential candidate, Smoking Joe Biden. Yay! We say y'all stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm.
But first, what you got, Heidi?
Well, you know what? Shapewear has been a big industry for a long time. Every woman has some.
You've kept them in business.
And every woman hates it. wearing it right now, Heidi.
Of course,
hurts. Can't breathe. I know. Products like Spanx, everybody knows them. But now Kim Kardashian is getting in the shapewear line. She has got a new product, and it's called Skims.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Kim with an S.
Skinny Kim. I don't know how I feel about that, but when asked about a possible men's product, Kim said,
I've been asked about at a lot of the men's.
Is that how she talks, Heidi? Yeah. Just like, I like, I was like, asked about that.
Like real I've calm. Been asked a lot about the men's question. And I would love to do that. And I hope that we're working on that soon. There's just some the fun best. Stuff in the world.
Fun stuff. It is not fun to wear Spanx whatsoever. Men or women, nobody will describe it as fun.
Yeah. When you take off Spanx or Skims, it's like everything rumbles out.
Yes, it does.
You go from you go from a size 6 to a size 16.
Okay. And you go from caring to not giving a damn.
So it's shapewear with abs.
If you have shapewear with abs and boning, I probably gonna think you have scoliosis.
I wouldn't mind it because it'll give me time to take my shapewear off in privacy while he go take his shapewear off.
Girl.
And then we just meet up with our fat asses.
Stop it.
He should not be taking off
the same kind of garment we're taking. That's right, Brad.
Thank you.
Maybe I can help each other take them off. It'll be romantic.
Oh, my gosh. On Fox last night, another character was revealed.
Okay.
On Fox Masked Singer.
It's not easy to say.
Yeah, it's not easy to say, and they went further along than I did.
Okay.
And I'm totally not bitter about the fact that the judges voted me off.
Damn.
She's still talking.
But did you have fun while you were doing it, at least, though?
I have fun while I was doing it, and I will not let it go for the next 8 years, just to let you guys know. But I want you to see who the flower got sent home, but I want you to see, are you surprised by who the flower
all
was?
Right.
Take a look.
Show us all who you are.
Knows me so well. I am his ex-wife's fairy godmother, and his two little kids, I'm like their mama Patty, and I think he can smell me because I wear such great perfume.
Wait a minute. Is this show rigged? How did y'all amazing. Not recognize that one of the most recognizable voices?
Right.
Most people thought it was Patti LaBelle because you can't, like, she had those fluttering hands and her voice. Yes. The only thing she needed was to throw out patty pies. Okay. That's what I was looking for.
And her wig was perfect when she took her mask off, too.
Exactly. Like, Sherry, do y'all get painted beforehand every day, too?
No.
Or just, no, thank God, because you don't have to sweat makeup and hair and all. You could just be plain underneath there.
You are absolutely plain underneath the mask. God. I did not have a wig on. I looked like a prisoner from cell block 762.
Orange is the new black.
I look like orange is all of them. That's what I look like. When you get voted off, then they give you an hour to go do the glam.
Okay. Okay.
And then you go put your wig on, you go put your hair on, your lashes, and then you take it off. You do it. It's very dramatic. You act like you can't take the mask off.
I love this behind the scenes mask. Okay, y'all, when you think of strong, independent women, you definitely think of Whoopi Goldberg, right?
Yeah.
Well, Whoopi, who has been married 3 times, went on the Tamron Hall show and explained why she doesn't need a man and prefers to be single. Mm. Take a look.
It's like, I'm not looking for anyone. I'm very happy. There's a commitment. When you make a commitment to someone else, it's a commitment to ask their opinion and listen and work it out with them. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't want to share money. I know it's terrible, but I don't want to do it.
But it's not terrible.
You know, it's interesting because Whoopi has the only person, the only thing that she lives with is her kitty. Okay. So she don't want to share her money. She don't want to share her house. She don't want to share her pussy cat. She don't want to share
nothing. She figured out by the third one, like, look, I want my own space.
When you're with somebody, you can't take your bra off. You know we take our bra off. Oh, right? Yeah. When you take that bra off, it's just like,
who are these people not allowing you to take your bra off?
I don't know. Most men take it off for you when you come in the house.
If my bra is off and somebody calls and goes, hey, we're going to go get together, we're going to grab a drink, I'm like, oh, my bra.
You're not going out. I took my bra off.
See, those are my issues. Those are not my issues taking my bra off. He takes my bra off, and that's fine.
Oh, you want to? Okay, well, just don't milk it.
I want to take my wig off and walk around with my set it off braids. And then I also want to eat my own food. I don't want to have to ask you every day what you want, too.
That's right.
So once you take the wig off, you're done for the night.
Yeah, once I take the wig off, that's it. He already said it. He said, once he see the braids or the bonnet, that's it.
That's it. Like, once I take my braids off, you're going to think you were ludicrous.
All right, so it looks like before Henry Cavill became the Man of Steel, he was actually the Man of Flab.
What?
In a recent interview with Men's Health magazine, the British actor opened up about one missed opportunity that still irks him to this day, and that was the time he auditioned to play James Bond.
Okay.
He said, I probably could have prepared better. I remember the director, Martin Campbell, saying, looking a little chubby there, Henry. Ooh. I didn't know how to train or diet, so I'm glad Martin said something because I respond well to truth, and it helps me get better.
Like, you know you wasn't supposed to go in that audition if you didn't look like James Bond. They're not casting for 00007. You knew. Bad guy go run out of breath. Cheeseburger. You know better than that.
This man ain't never been overweight. Hollywood just too damn strict. I have never seen this man overweight like
Portia. As Bond, you have to be. It's a slimmer look than like Superman. Lean.
But even when you look at Daniel Craig, he ain't like, you know, your traditional version of like what a brolic dude looks like. He give you like that, you know, that old man strength.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I feel like in real life I'm fine. I'm real life fine. Yes. But it's when I meet, like when we have actresses come in and then they're teeny
then
tiny.
You feel like a freaking monster.
Like, get over here.
Yeah, that's like me auditioning to be a Bond girl and I ate cheeseburger and donuts before I went on the audition.
Sherry, we want you to walk around in the towel.
No, you don't. No, just close.
No, Sherry, we love you just the way you are, girl.
Well, Brett, you love me just the way I am, but we're talking about America.
Yeah, right.
That's what Trump said. When y'all get criticized, if somebody were to call y'all bigger on a set or whatever, would that make y'all want to go work out?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Make you feel
work
bad.
Yeah.
Or when people see, like, I've had somebody come up to me in the grocery store and be like, hey, Heidi, I love you. Oh, my God, I love you. You're so much smaller because you look heavy on TV.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
How many TVs are you on?
I was in church one time. Literally, I was in church praising the Lord, and this little old lady tapped me, and she was like, you look so much fatter on TV. And I'm going,
All right, y'all, coming up next, we have a very special interview. Ricky Smalley sits down with Vice President Joe Biden to discuss his run for president. You don't want to miss that. Come right back. Dish Nation.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Dish
Nation. All right, everybody, welcome back to Dish Nation, and I am so excited about this. Our in-studio guest has served as the 47th Vice President of the United States of America, and he was everybody's favorite uncle-in-chief, and who is now running for commander-in-chief. Let's give a big round of applause, Democratic presidential candidate Joseph R. Biden.
How are you, man? Mr. President, good to see you.
Yes, sir, Mr. President. I'm running for, you know, want to be on the ticket with you.
I tell you, you look good, man. You look good. I think you can play any position in my administration.
Yes, sir, I would represent. So we are so excited to have you here today.
I'm excited to be here.
And watch the debate last night. Good job.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So I got a few questions. We're gonna do the serious.
Fire away, man.
And then we're going to do the fun. We're going to have a good time.
All right.
So the minorities in the United States are facing a lot of, you know, discrimination. How do you intend to making sure that minorities receive equal opportunities, equal rights in the justice system, and, you know, protections from, you know, discrimination?
Well, first of all, look, this is the most racist president we've had in I think, ever, number one. Number two, the way he's gone out and coddled white supremacists, hate doesn't go away, it just hides. And he's given it oxygen. And so the reason I'm running, Ricky, and for real, is to restore the soul of America. The way in which African Americans are treated has not improved since we left office. It's just gotten worse. We have to make sure that we provide educational opportunity for folks. HBCUs. HBCUs are incredibly important. We're not investing nearly enough money in them. And so I propose we invest $70 billion in HBCUs because it is the core of what, in fact, is going to be the future of the country. And we have to reform the criminal justice system. I mean, look, right now, no one should be going to jail for drug use. I wrote in the law that there be drug courts. They should be diverted into drug courts, not into prisons. And they should go to rehabilitation. We should make sure that every person who served their time comes out and they qualify for Pell Grants. They qualify for housing. They qualify for every single program out there. There's a lot of things that we can do that are in our wheelhouse.
So in your eyes, what is the most critical issue in the United States that we're facing today?
I think the most critical issue is climate change, because if we don't start to deal with it, we're in real, real trouble, not just this generation, but future generations.
All right, so about to do a fun, little fun segment or whatever, because I know you get asked the tough questions all the time, so we're going to do this segment called Getting to Know Joe.
Uh-oh.
So what music does Joe Biden listen to these days?
I like the Eagles.
Yeah.
For example.
Hotel California.
You got it. And, you know, the other one, I like Dionne Warwick. I still have her on my...
Really?
No, I do. You
know? I know. And, I never loved
you're
this
right.
way
You
again.
Got it, man.
So I can...
You know, I think... I like a variety. I like a variety of music.
So what do you want to say to the young people that's out there that think that their vote don't count?
And, I tell you what.
That feel like they've been left out.
Well, they have been left out, number one. Number two, you know, if young voters voted in the same percentage in 2012 and 14 and then 18, if you voted the same percentage the rest of the population voted, there'd be 5.2 million more people under the age of 25 voting. And my message to y'all is you can own this election. You can impact on your future in ways you have, I don't think you can do, but you can. What you don't want to do is you don't want to wake up on the day after Election Day and find out you still have Donald Trump as a president of the United States. You don't want to wake up and have some of the governors who are going after everything relating to from voting rights to women's rights. And so there's a lot of things that are at stake here. You, the young people, are the center of all the concerns that everybody has, whether it's education, opportunity. You can do anything you set your mind to. Not a joke. Not a joke. You can.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 8 years as vice president and 36 years in the United States Senate, the one and only Vice President Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Well, thanks for having me, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make a commitment.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it. If I get elected president, you'll be the first radio show I'll do. Oh!
Dish
Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Well, it looks like ASAP Rocky just can't get enough of Sweden. So Rocky made a surprising reveal recently saying that he plans on going back to perform in the country on December 11th. Mm. And to top it all off, he wants to get back by designing some prison uniforms for the inmates.
Why he messing with the people?
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. So he told reporters, when I was going through my whole situation, the whole time I used to look on television and see Swedish fans showing me so much love, and I wanted to get it back. So I'm trying to do what I can with what I can. I just want to keep creating and encouraging whoever is after me to do it better. You know, and in addition to that, like, you know, there was a lot of immigrants that was locked up with him, and he felt like they were, like, you know, kind of underserved. So he wanted to, like, you know...
And underdressed, apparently.
Yeah, so he wanted to design, you know, because he's a fashion guy. Yeah. So he wants to, like, you know, design something to be a little more comfortable
prison
for them in
don't
prison.
Don't care about what you got on or what you look like. They ain't finna put no money into no fashion. Why don't he get them better meals or something?
I was about to say, and
maybe something that has to do with health or cleaner sales.
And who
or
wanna
more...
look cute?
You gotta
walk
start somewhere.
Jail. You wanna look cute? Is that what you be thinking about?
You wanna look less presentable.
I wanna walk around looking cute today.
You know, say,
like,
oh,
he just wasn't there.
What
long
am I gonna
enough.
Wear?
When I was there, you get packages and you can get things sent, like sweatshirts, nice sweatshirts, and jeans and all kinds of stuff. So he just wasn't there long enough. So I really think he should invest in something,
else.
He need to help the people in the USA.
Right.
That starts somewhere, but I guess maybe he met people there that he connected with.
Put something on their books. I'm sure if he were to ask the inmates what they want, they're like, we don't want no damn clothes.
Right. They probably want money
food,
on their books so they can
accommodation.
Eat.
We don't know Rafe Simmons' jumpsuits.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We want some food.
Yeah. Damn. All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Ladies, do you need a way to banish those stubborn wrinkles? Well, today is your lucky day because I have the solution. The Donabella Cosmetics Facelift. This premium edition will tighten pores for flawless skin, banish wrinkles, and remove puffiness even around the eye.
Ooh, Brad, this is interesting. Tell me more.
Well, Portia, after applying the 60-second facelift, the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines disappear, and your skin looks and feels softer, smoother, younger, and tighter. Also, the results will typically last 6 to 8 hours and includes 3 bonus refills.
Ooh, this is good. How much is it?
Well, usually it's been seen as high as $159, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$49. Oh, that's good.
That's right. You don't seem excited, head crack.
I'm trying to figure out how to use it.
I'll teach you.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Woohoo! Up next, find out how this little situation causes Bridezilla to ditch her wedding and her groom. We'll tell you more after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, an anonymous bride-to-be shared a photo on Facebook that she's calling off her wedding because her fiancé-to-be refused to ditch his best man.
What?
Now, why does she want to ditch him to ditch the best man?
Because he's the cool guy who took him to a strip club.
He did throw him a heck of a bachelor party. I'll talk about that in a second. But she wanted him to ditch his best man because his best man was too short, had crooked teeth. and a unibrow. Whoa. And she was like, is going to ruin my pictures. And, okay, if you're not going to ditch him, let's at least put him on the end. What? She wants him on the end so that he would be
just
easily cropped out.
He had a unibrow, crooked teeth.
And he was too short.
And too short.
That's so mean, yo.
So you're saying the groom said, you know what, I'm not going to marry you based on this information. You don't
because he said, listen, he's my best man, he's my best friend, he spent $10,000 on my bachelor party. He says, he's not going anywhere, I'm not getting rid of him. And she goes, well, him or me? And he said,
I mean, that actually did kind of happen at my wedding. Uh-oh. Because, my best friend at the time was the guy I'm doing radio with, Frosty, and he looks like a cross between Wilford Brimley
and
Mimi from the Drew Carey show.
He does, yeah.
So you were shallow like that?
But who's more shallow here? Because, Heidi, you did mention the bachelor party that the best man threw for this guy.
$10,000.
$10,000 he spent. So looks or money, who's more shallow here?
Yes, I'm going for the money.
I always go with money.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, get over your dog's face.
Let's go back to the strip club.
Get over here, ugly.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.